Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A state judge in Oklahoma has upheld the ban in Oklahoma regarding dismemberment abortion. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, an Oklahoma state judge just recently, a few weeks ago, upheld Oklahoma's law that bans late-term abortion procedures, otherwise known as dismemberment abortion. This is the first time a judge in the United States had reviewed such a law and upheld it. So, Matt, this is good news. This is Oklahoma County Judge Cindy Truong, T-R-U-O-N-G. She handed down her decision from the bench. And this lawsuit, Matt, was brought by, you know, these pro-abortion groups, the one of them here called the Center for Reproductive Rights and Tulsa's Women's Clinic, an abortion clinic there in Tulsa.
And keep in mind, we're talking about barbaric abortion. We're talking about dismembering alive, torturing to death innocent human beings. And the fact that we're celebrating the fact that a state judge would uphold a ban on this barbaric, inhumane procedure is just a sad commentary on where we are as a nation. The Supreme Court needs to uphold such a ban.
They do. In fact, of course, you know, it's not surprising that an abortion clinic would file a lawsuit. This particular law goes back to 2015. It bans late-term abortions. We're talking about second, third trimester abortions, called dilation and evacuation, DNE. So that means you dilate and you evacuate. But how do you evacuate the baby? It's a procedure that is more commonly known. In fact, some of the courts have referred to this as dismemberment abortion. And that really describes what happens in one of these so-called DNE abortions. The baby is literally torn apart, ripped apart, limb by limb, pulling out an arm, a leg,
alive.
The head, and so forth. Yes, while it's alive, pulling it out bit by bit by bit. It's a very bloody procedure. It is a very painful procedure. The Oklahoma Attorney General, Mike Hunter, called the decision a major victory for basic human decency in Oklahoma. He goes on to say that dismemberment abortions are barbaric, brutal, and subject unborn children to more cruelty than we allow for death row inmates. He says it's unconscionable to think that we would allow this practice to continue. And obviously, this is good news that the state court judge upheld this law.
Absolutely. You know, if anyone doubts anything about this procedure, you can go online. And Anthony Levitino, who was a former abortion doctor, he had created this amazing video that shows the detail of it, a graphic detail of the actual procedure. He played an abortion doctor in the movie Unplanned. Of course, he no longer does this, but it's very educational, and he's also used this to testify before legislators as well who don't understand what this is doing. And of course, we're defending Sandra Merritt, who created the videos against Planned Parenthood, who does this every day to make huge amounts of money by this procedure.
Yeah, these late-term abortions, they're done one of a couple of ways. One is that you put a poisonous injection into the baby and you kill it, but you still have to rip it apart to get it out.
They still want the parts to sell them. Yeah.
And yeah, and so because they are valuable to sale, for these entities to sell for research and for other uses, they want to salvage as much as the baby as they can so that they can sell some of the human organs.
Yeah.
This is as barbaric as it gets, Matt. And the Attorney General, Mike Hunter, is right. We don't even subject death row inmates who have committed the most heinous crimes of murder against humanity or other crimes to this kind of torture. In fact, if we ever did, if you ever had someone put on death row, no matter how barbaric the crime was, and you put that person in a situation where they're going to be ripped apart limb by limb, the country would rightfully rise up and say, this must stop. And yet this happens every day around the country in these abortion clinics against these defenseless, innocent young children.
And I think a big part of the pro-abortion lobby's visceral opposition to this law is its clear language that circumvents the euphemistic, you know, reproductive health nonsense that we hear from the left. The law's text describes these dismemberment abortions as dismembering a, quote, living unborn child and extracting him or her, quote, one piece at a time from the uterus through the use of clamps, grasping forceps, tongs, scissors, or similar instruments. It says, it shall be unlawful for any person to purposefully perform or attempt to perform dismemberment abortion and thereby kill an unborn child. So they drop the euphemisms and focus on the reality of what these horrific and barbaric murders entail.
You know, I remember hearing a testimony of a female former abortion doctor, and she was, performing these routine D&Es, and, you know, she said she'd just sit there, and of course you have to account for all the parts. Oh, here's an arm, here's a leg, putting it back together almost like a puzzle, until she had her own child and became a Christian, and she realized, it just hit her, what she was doing. She was taking these pieces out of a human being, and so this is cruel what we're even allowing, that we even have to talk about legislation to protect these children.
That's right. I mean, there's only two ways to get a baby aborted at that second, third trimester. And that is either a hysterotomy, which is like a C-section, where you cut like you would for a C-section, like a horizontal line down in the lower part of the abdomen, and you take the baby out. And usually when that happens, they either inject it with some kind of poison to kill it, and they take out a dead baby like you would take out a C-section delivery, or they inject the uterus with a very high concentration of saline, salt, and burn, scald the baby. But because obviously that puts a scar and cuts through the uterus, the way that most of these are done is the D&E. Very few would do the older hysterotomy where you actually do an incision. So they do the D&E and they dilate the woman, but the dilation is not large enough for that baby to be born, like in a full term birth. But they dilate it large enough to be able to insert clamps, tongs, forceps, scissors, while the baby is alive in the womb. And then they cut, they grab, they pull so that there's pressure, tautness, and then they turn and rip and tear. I mean, it is hard to even contemplate this, that we're allowing this kind of barbaric activity in this country, and that these people, like this spokesperson for the Center for Reproductive Rights representing the Tulsa Women's Clinic, which is the abortion mortuary, says, well, this is preventing women from having the best medical treatment and having access to abortion.
Unbelievable.
You know, this is barbarism.
We have become so desensitized in this culture. The law is known as the Oklahoma Unborn Child Protection from Dismemberment Abortion Act. And that's what the bottom line is, protecting unborn children.
Now, there was a case that actually came out of Alabama, and I was very disappointed that the Supreme Court decided not to take it. But it was a law that banned dismemberment abortions. And the Supreme Court, at the very end of its term this year in June, made a decision not to take that particular law. And there may be that there's a fifth vote that needs a more incremental approach to overturning Roe versus Wade. I don't know. And maybe the others realized that and they didn't want to take that particular law. But, you know, if there's another justice that would replace one of the justices that are sold out to abortion, not the Constitution, but to abortion, that will be different. Moreover, I think even with the current makeup of the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade in its time frame is limited. I believe that it will be overturned in our time and that we are going to continue to fight for the sanctity of human life. It was a horrible decision to begin with, never should have been, and it's caused horrendous carnage. Stay involved, stay praying on this issue, and visit our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.